good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AlotSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, Otsego County is a place where a lot of people go to recreate, to camp. That's having an impact on the real estate market.
Yes, David. The baseball camp families arrive at the end of this week. As we usually do at this time of year, we've been brainstorming story ideas to ensure some of the 500,000 tourists that come over the course of the summer will read our papers. This week, we published a pretty interesting one. A month ago, I was up at the Hyde Hall Easter egg hunt and struck up a conversation with what turned out to be a family from a town called La Habra, California, the Milanas. Last year, a dad, PJ, told me their 13-year-old son, also PJ, was competing at Cooperstown All-Star Village, one of the two big local camps. The whole family came along, dad, mom, Carrie, sister, Regan, and little brother Cooper. Yes, they're big baseball fans and named him after Cooperstown. While the younger son was busy playing ball, the rest of the family explored. The Milanas rented a motel room, but other team families rented houses. So every evening they were visiting one town or another. Well, as it happens, they fell in love with the Cooperstown area. I mean, you know how it is, Dave. The lake, beautiful countryside, pretty small towns. As soon as they got back to La Habra, I started looking into it, said the dad. He got in touch with a lively realtor here, Michelle Berry. She used to run the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta. She filled them in on the real estate picture and sent the material on available houses. During the Cooptoberfest weekend last October, the mom and dad made a return visit and looked at a half dozen houses. There was a farmhouse outside Milford. PJ said, the minute my wife went inside, she loved it. Me, I was outside, looking at the beautiful land. It just all aligned. The way it's set up, Michelle Berry will manage the property, renting it in the summers to DreamSpark families and All-Star Village families, just like the Milanas. Summer renters pay a premium, and the idea is you cover the mortgage in just 13 weeks. The rest of the year, the Milanas can visit whenever they like. As of now, they plan to retire here, and by the time they do, the house will be paid off. So far, as you can imagine, they're pretty excited. The whole family came to stay at the house over Easter, which is when I met them. I ran into Michelle Berry at the gas pumps the other day, and she told me she has seven families doing what the Milanas are doing. Our managing editor, Libby Cudmore, did this week's story, and every realtor she talked to has similar stories. Like the rest of upstate, we're losing population here, 2% since the 2010 census, so this might be a source of in-migration. Except for taking year-round houses off the market, there's not a lot of expense. The kids don't go to school here, and if the houses are better tended and income-producing, their value will rise, and so will taxes. The one downside coming from California might be upstate winters. Now, I love the winters around here, but they're not everybody's cup of tea.
Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, always fun. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. We'll talk then.